1.1, we have council attendance at Nova Scotia Regional Enterprise Network Conference recommendation. 15.1, Council Trill, would you like to take the lead on this?
It is recommended the council of the region of Queens municipality approve the registration of the mayor and the deputy mayor for the Nova Scotia Regional Enterprise Network Conference in Bethesda, Nova Scotia on September 7th, 8th, 2017.
Seconded to that motion? Council Fisk? Would you like to give an update on this?
Sure. So, I reviewed this, this conference coming up on, the RENs in Nova Scotia, and I recommended that the mayor and deputy mayor, participate. That the state of the REN that we are, in right now, I believe there's going to be decisions that council is going to need to make or contribute towards direction on that. So I felt that this would be a constructive opportunity to particularly learn what the other REMs are doing well and, see, because some of them had a several year head start on our REN and see how they may have overcome some of the obstacles that we're dealing with now. So I do think it's a very valuable learning opportunity, on an important part of our work.
And it should be noted that this conference is being set up in cooperation with the Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities. Councilor Fancy?
So we do find that some people, I guess maybe since they started earlier, are happy with the direction that, that things are going, because there's a lot of across the board problems. So this is what we're hoping to accomplish, to find out what works and what doesn't before we go make any rash decisions.
Any other councilor? Are you ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Moving on to 15.2, UNSM, Councilor Johnson, would you like to take the lead on this, Mr. Chairman?
Recommending that it's, that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality direct staff to prepare a report outlining options for the consideration of the Council regarding opportunities for participation, managing participation, and determining selections and appointments from the municipality on the UNSM.
Seconded to that motion? Councilor Kelly, seconded. Would you like to speak to this issue?
Sure. I think this aligns very nicely with 15.1, and it's just that, you know, I'm glad to see my short term here the amount of benefit from being part of the UNSM, and I think as a region, someone coordinating our participation, and strategically how we align to our best interests of everybody's individual strengths around the council chamber and staff as to how we make the best of our opportunities, because regionally we know that it's different across the province for UNSM participation and stuff. You know, it's different issues and different demographics, but how that all works. So I think a strategic approach is appropriate for this participation.
CEO, did you have anything you'd like to add to this issue?
No, we'll be happy to bring something back. I believe that, you know, come up a discussion paper would be a minor amendment either to the policy 47 that we just used, or we also have a policy with regard to participating on FCM. So we'll bring back something for council's consideration on that.
FCM was reviewed.
Was it?
Okay. Yes, the informal policy now.
Right. Yeah, so likely 47.
Deputy Mayor McBride?
We pay membership to the both the Federation of Canadian Municipalities and the Union of Nova Scotia Municipalities. These acronyms, sometimes people might not know what they mean, so I would like to have in the motions the written actual word. But, you know, in the past we've had really good experience attending some of the sessions that that association has presented to us, and I think it's valuable become more involved. We missed out a lot in the last number of years by not really participating and going to the conferences and having the sessions. I mean, it's amazing how much you can learn and how much you can from other opportunities with other municipalities. and it's a whole different ballgame now with this municipal unit, so I think it's really helpful to do this.
Jonathan?
And the reason we had kind of talked about before was the previous council's mandate was a cost saving effort. So we were holding the tax rate, and they often tend to be at quite a distance away, so there was a large cost to consider for it. That's why we kind of put it on hold.
But the benefit of this now is the benefit to our residents, because there's a lot of information that can certainly benefit our whole community, not only on the cost saving basis.
And since November of last fall, we have attended a number of conferences, so we have some participation already.
And learned a lot.
Right, yeah.
And learned a lot.
Councilor Fisk?
I certainly agree with the motion. And also, I like the idea that couple of councilors represent the conference instead of the whole council. That's right. It does prove that.
Any other councilor? Are we ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you. 15.3, flag policy development. Councilor Fancy, would you like to take the lead?
Yes. I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality direct staff to develop a flag policy for the Region of Queens Municipality.
Seconded to that motion, Councilor Phillips. Would you like to speak on this, Councilor Fancy?
Yes, I wrote down a few things, and again, I want to have respect, consideration given to those to the reason the flags were not considered in the past, and to for those who made those decisions. But I think we are in a changing society, and that's why I want to bring forth some points and for the staff to consider. And it says, I believe we need to develop a flag policy to be proactive rather than reactive to our changing environment. We see that happening around with flags being requested. I can think of at least five places where we're flying the flags, which we manage. Not only what I can think of is Fort Point Lighthouse between DIC and the bridge, Privateer Park, Fort Medway, and the municipal building. The flag poles, as Mr. Cox had mentioned this morning, there should be three flags. You know, it should be two that should be a permanent basis where maybe a Canadian Nova Scotia flag, and then have the third pole as the option of what could be flown. Other flags could be chosen by request to the region based upon the national provincial recognition. Flags could be flown for a set period of time relating to national provincial events. Flags could be flown in specific areas and where flags can be lowered to change. I mean, you can't fly flags where you have to put the flag up and down. And then maybe flags should be purchased by the approved parties. Flags could be flown for a duration of a week, a day, a month, depending upon their recognized period. For example, like the Aboriginal month is October. Aboriginal people could apply for the fly the flag, and accept that they purchased a flag of flags to be flown in October, and we would promote this to the region of Queens. And other questions have been asked of me in the past. The Liverpool Bridge got four Canadian flags on. Why don't we have a Nova Scotia flag? It's why we fly four Canadian flags. So it's just another one of those questions. Half-mast flags, they should be considered. What qualifies to be half-mast? Are we proactive, or we just say, well, maybe we should put it up to this, or should it be standard why we fly for half-mast? There are many things to consider. I leave this to the staff to bring back a report. These are just some considerations.
CAO, would you like to speak to the issues?
Sure. So staff would be happy to bring back a discussion report, look at some other municipal flag policies, and we'll bring that report back to council for your consideration. If this is appropriate.
Any other councilor? Some question or comment?
I like this motion a lot because it was talked before about from the gallery about the division, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to take down that division. We don't want to be divided anymore, and it's an opportunity. The second part of it is that if we do have these flags, and I ran into this recently where the pride flag was raised, yet there was no posts or comments or social media about it, yet we had something for Bike Month, which is important to some people, and yet that got a post. So when you're considering all these policies, social media needs to be part of it, or how we're going to handle that. So I would like to see that in the report as well.
Any other counselor? Are you ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? Opposed? It is unanimous. 15.4, policy 8, proclamations. Counselor Fancy, would you like to take the lead?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality request the staff report examining policy options to enable Council to review policy and proclamations.
Seconded to that motion? Deputy Mayor McLeod, would you like to speak on that, Councilor Fancy?
Okay, proclamations. Of course, we've decided not to make proclamations. A proclamation is a hard thing because once you, where do you draw the line on? I believe it's time for us to reconsider the proclamations. I believe proclamations are promoting people and events. One consideration could be looking at going hand in hand with the flag policy. That, you know, if you give a, they be able to have a flag policy and they could be able to fly the flag, then we could make proclamations. It's just a consideration. I remember when Adrian Power was here during the Health and Fitness Week in 2015. And she was here on actually National Health and Fitness Day. Of course, Adrian Power won two bronze medals in the 2000 meter and the 400 meter at the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi, India. But in 2016, due to this event we had here, the Health and Fitness Week in 2016, we were able to be part of a national webinar. We're limited to what we can do because we can't make proclamations because we don't. We could if it was on National Health and Fitness Day, but we were limited because we could still be able to talk about it. But by making a proclamation, you can get a lot more nationally acclaim around for this. We could use Black History Month, February, or Aboriginal Month in October to promote our heritage. And I think of even Autism Awareness Month in April. There's actually a flag for this nationally recognized cause. And I looked it up the other day, and it's a big puzzle with a little piece of puzzle up in the corner, you know. So they could be have an opportunity to apply for things like this. There are numerous opportunities for us to celebrate people and events. I looked up with Chauvin, like they have Walks for Values Day. That's what they proclaim. They have Volunteer Week, which they proclaim. African Heritage Month, that they proclaim. So it can be days, it can be months, weeks, it can be months. So I leave this, again, back to the staff to bring back the report and see if it's feasible.
CAO?
Again, so the last thing, stop, prepare a discussion paper, we'll review however you know how to do it, and we'll come back and review the council board to buy what to do going forward if you're going to do with that policy.
As a point of information to council and those in attendance, the Region of Queens, while we do not do proclamations, do put on Facebook the Region of Queens recognition for a number of these events. There are considerable requests for proclamations that do come forward, and staff will look at the issues surrounding proclamations and keep in mind there may be a need to accept proclamations or take the difficult step of deciding which ones may not become proclamations. So that would be a staff recommendation within the rule. Any questions of council? Comments of Councilor Saunders? Are we ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We will now move on to 16.0 in camera. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Councilor Muse, seconded by Councilor Fisk. Any discussion on the motion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Excuse me? Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? it is unanimous. We are now in camera. We'll take a 10-minute recess.